it's just starting to open doors and open conversations with people that otherwise I never would have met. Welcome to the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today you're going to have to listen to me. You see, today signifies a bit of a landmark with the Marketing Development Podcast in that this is episode 20. And I know to most of you listening out there, that won't seem like a big thing, but actually for me, it does have some significance. And I just wanted to spend a few minutes acknowledging episode 20, giving it a little bit of a big up, but also looking at some of the things that I've learned over creating 20 podcasts. Now, before I get going, I suppose I should really explain why I started the podcast in the first place. And that was to create consistent content. You see, in the past, I've tried blogging, and I've really struggled with it. I've been trying to rank, for work, we rank websites for lots of things. We create lots of content in different avenues, but actually doing it for ourselves and doing it consistently was a problem. So rather than take on another blog, in fact, I did actually try another blog. A year ago, I tried to do the 12 blogs of Christmas, and I only managed to do 8 of them, which, considering that was on a week where there wasn't really a lot of work to do, and I still only managed to do 8 out of 12, it kind of highlights the problem. I really struggled creating consistent written content. So I started looking for alternatives, and the podcast became the next alternative. So back in March, we launched the podcast. And to be perfectly frank, I wasn't ready, okay? I didn't have enough guests lined up. I didn't really know what I was doing. I'd bought a mic. I'd watched some tutorials and had some advice from some friends about how to record and all that kind of thing. But I really wasn't ready. And what then happened, but I set off anyway. I took the line that done is better than perfect, which, in our line of work, in our agency, where we're constantly striving to get things as best they can possibly be before we deliver them, that was a little bit of a mindset change for me. But we took it on the chin. I launched the first podcast, and I social mediaed it, and people were listening to me. And I actually launched with 3 episodes, an intro episode and 2 lives. And they were the uptake, I mean, it wasn't massive, but I just couldn't quite believe that people were listening to me. Little old me, what have I got to say in the world? So anyway, off we went. And throughout the year, there's been two short breaks. The first was due to the fact that we had our office broken into, and we basically ran out of pre-recorded material. I didn't have the time to record some more to keep up with the schedule. And the second was basically the same problem. Over the summer, we had some family holidays booked. I did a charity bike ride, that kind of thing. And actually, I just didn't have that backlog of content or the time at that point in time to create the content in order for the consistency to keep on going. But other than those two areas, every week since March the 17th, I think it is, there has been a marketing development podcast out every Monday, and here we are. And it's been great. So the first thing I've learned is that blogging doesn't work for me, and I had to look for another form of creating content that actually fit around me. And that's really the key point. It fits around me. I love talking to people. I spend a lot of my working life in meetings, giving people advice, consultancy, briefing designers, putting strategies together, that kind of thing. And actually then finding space to sit down and write a blog about a topic, it's not normally the way I interact with content. So why would I then start doing that for myself if it's not something that's natural? The second thing I learned is that podcasting is a lot of fun. I get to meet some great people and have some awesome conversations. I get to learn a lot. I get to have a laugh. We meet together in different places, in communities, Facebook groups, that kind of thing. But actually, podcasting's just a great laugh. And for me, part of the joy of the podcast is almost the little chat we have before and the little chat we have after we've hit and stopped the recording. It's That's where actually, you know, when you're interviewing people, I hope I'm starting to relax a bit more. But when you're interviewing people that aren't necessarily used to it, they often tense up a little bit while they can see the red flashing record button going on. So, but the chat you have before and after, where it's a bit more like a Skype call, we just have a laugh and a bit of an in-joke, and it's just really good fun. The second thing I learned is that regardless of me moving from blogging to podcasting, consistency is still really hard. What I've had to do to combat that is actually block some time out in my diary every week, which I try to stick to, and just to make sure that the podcast happens. I've not got into the habit of batching content yet or recording. I know some people that record maybe 4 or 5 interviews in a day and that's it, they're done for the month. I haven't got that organized yet. It's far more natural. And actually, that's the way I like the podcast to kind of come across. It's more of a conversation between two people, and it's not as scripted or as organized as that. But it by doing that, it allows us to explore different avenues. You know, if I script something, then the conversation's only going to be as deep as my limited knowledge on a topic that I maybe don't know a lot about. So actually, by having the freedom just to have a discussion about something, it allows the guests to actually go further into their area of expertise. The next thing is, as I've already mentioned, I meet great people, and those people are actually experts in their industry. And the people that I've met through the podcast aren't always the guests. It's the listeners. It's the people that show up in Facebook groups or drop me an email that says, I've just listened to this, or comment on something on a Facebook group that says, there's tons of value in this episode. Thank you for creating it. They're the people that I meet and the conversations that I have outside of the interviews. And it gives me such a boost. It's just great to interact with people, and when they start the conversation with something that they appreciate that you've created, or even if they're challenging something that you've created and say, well, actually, we don't think about it like that, we think about it like this, it's just starting to open doors and open conversations with people that otherwise I never would have met. And those people that I do interview or that I speak to that are experts in their own industry, you know what? I learn a ton of stuff from those people, people that otherwise I never would have met. And their insights and their advice I've been able to apply into my business. I've been able to apply to client accounts. I've been able to apply to strategy. There's so many different things. Our business processes. As I say, there's all these different things that this free advice, this free interaction that I've been having with people, it really does start to make such a difference in different parts of your business. And therefore, it has changed my business. It's still a digital agency. We still do the same things. We still have the same target market. But the way that we do it and some of the advice that we give has changed directly as a direct result of some of the conversations we've had on the podcast. The next thing I learned is that starting a podcast is hard, but not necessarily for the reasons that you initially think. All of the technical stuff, and maybe I'll do a podcast or a video at some point about the mic that I've got and the stuff we use to record and all that kind of thing. That's actually quite easy. It's, you know, you're plugging in something in USB, you're opening some software, you're hitting a record button, your editing isn't really that difficult. I know my editing, which I do myself at the moment, isn't necessarily as professional as some of the guys that are spending a lot of money on their podcasts. But actually, in order to get a viable product out there, remember, done is better than perfect, it's really not that hard. The thing that is hard is starting. Is you know, I did some test record videos. I listened to them. I hate the sound of my own voice coming back through the earphones. It just feels a bit weird. And when you first upload the first episode, you feel really vulnerable. Honestly, you're waiting for the first criticism to come in that says, this is rubbish. And you kind of saying, yeah, I know I agree with you, but I have to start somewhere. There's lots of content online about when you start a podcast, you need to accept that you are going to be terrible. And you're going to create content that when you listen back to it, 5 months, 6 months, a year later, you're going to think, dear God, why did I do that? But actually, you have to start there. It's almost like a rite of passage. And I don't think I don't think I'm still the most natural podcaster. I don't think that I still naturally create the most sort of fluent audio content, but I do feel a lot better than I did when I launched episodes, the intro episode and episodes 1 and 2. And I do feel like there's a bit more of a flow. And actually, because of that, I've started to enjoy it a lot more. The next thing I've had to teach myself is that watching the stats is futile. It just, if you're podcasting for the stats, people have said this to me all the time. If you're podcasting for the stats, you're podcasting for the wrong reason. And I didn't get that to begin with. And I thought I was going to get thousands and thousands and thousands of listens. And that hasn't happened. The listens have grown, and the countries that I get listeners from, that has grown. But actually, if I log in and watch the stats every day, I just get depressed. There's very little point in me doing that. So I've had to consciously stop myself from doing from looking at the numbers. And I do occasionally just go and have a browse to see how things are doing, which is the most popular episode, that kind of thing. But I don't actually go and say, "Ooh, look, I've had 372 listens to the podcast this week," because it's just a meaningless number. The final thing that I've learned about podcasting is actually that the Facebook group has brought the podcast alive. Podcasts without some other element of interaction is just one or two people talking at other people. And whilst you can listen to some very interesting things and listeners can learn a lot, what brings the feedback back to me and what brings this whole thing to life is the Facebook group, which if you're not a part of, you can get to at peteeverett.com/group. Sorry for the shameless plug. But it's having those free conversations. It's having that safe environment where people that listen to the podcast, the marketers, the developers, the agency owners, the company owners that are struggling with their own marketing, giving them a safe place to raise questions, to send messages, to share stupid cat pictures, whatever it might be, just to unload a little bit. That is what brings the podcast to life. And actually, that's what has the constant feed of positivity and of purpose coming back my way. And that, to me, is actually invaluable. So after all of that, after all of these ramblings, I'm sure people who've podcasted for a lot longer have far deeper and more profound insights than I've got. But you know what? We're 20 episodes in. I'm really chuffed with that fact. And because of that, the podcast is here to stay. So we've got some really great episodes already recorded. They're due to be released next. The first one's due to be released next week with Mr. Paul Lacey. That was an awesome conversation. And that was one of those conversations actually where I wished I'd been recording the pre and post interview times, because we had such a ball. We'd scheduled an hour for this interview and we were on for nearly two in total. The podcast itself isn't quite that long, but we just had a blast, and it was great to meet and finally talk to somebody in person and make some time for somebody that I'd met so many times through different Facebook groups and were admins of a couple of groups and all this kind of stuff, but we'd never actually just sat down and had a conversation together without any kind of strings attached or a time limit or that kind of thing. And we had a ball. So tune in next week for episode 21 with Mr. Paul Lacey, and we will see you again soon.